Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings, troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified seven companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Next Wave Wireless, Houghton Mifflin, Eagle Hospitality, Springleaf Finance, Hawker Beechcraft, Ready Ice, Light Squared Inc. Next Wave Wireless Inc., which exited bankruptcy reorganization in 2005, submitted financial statements for 2011, in which the auditor said the company doesn't have the ability to repay maturing debt. The company said that maturing debt, quote, could cause a bankruptcy filing. NextWave, which owns wireless spectrum assets, has secured debt of $1.022 billion. San Diego, California-based NextWave acknowledges that current cash reserves are not sufficient to meet payment obligations under its secured notes at their current maturity dates. It added that it may not be able to consummate sales of its wireless spectrum assets for enough to repay debt at the scheduled maturity dates. The independent auditor Ernst & Young said, quote, the company has incurred recurring operating losses and has a working capital deficiency, primarily comprised of the current portion of long-term obligations of $142 million at December 31, 2011, that is associated with the maturity dates of its debt. The company currently does not have the ability to repay this debt at maturity. These conditions raise substantial doubt about the company's ability to continue as a going concern. Insufficient capital to repay our debt at maturity would significantly restrict our ability to operate and could cause us to seek relief through a filing in the United States Bankruptcy Court, the company said in the Form 10-K filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. As of December 31, 2011, the company has assets of $463.7 million and debts of $1.124 billion. Cash and cash equivalents totaled $11.08 million as of December 31st. According to reports, textbook publisher Houghton Mifflin, Harcourt Publishers, Inc., has hired restructuring advisors in order to address its heavy debt load. The Wall Street Journal, citing sources it did not identify, said Houghton has hired law firm Paul Weiss Rifkin, Wharton & Garrison, and Blackstone Group. WSJ says the hirings mark the second time in 2 years Houghton has had to consider a debt restructuring. Houghton carries more than $3 billion in debt from a leveraged buyout. In March, Moody's Investors Service downgraded Houghton's corporate family rating, probability of default rating, and debt instrument ratings to CAA3 from CAA2. The downgrade reflects Moody's view that the debt restructuring in the near term is increasingly likely. The rating outlook is negative. Eagle Hospitality Properties Trust, Inc. has tapped the law firm of Dewey & LaBoeuf and said it might seek Chapter 11 protection. Eagle Hospitality said it is in talks with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York regarding a restructuring of its portfolio of commercial real estate loans secured by Eagle's hotel properties and related assets. The loans, which mature in September 2012, were acquired by FRBNY from Bear Stearns as part of the United States government's acquisition of certain Bear Stearns assets in J.P. Morgan Chase's takeover of Bear Stearns in 2008. Springleaf Finance Corp., the subprime lender owned by Fortress Investment Group, has hired restructuring lawyers as it struggles to raise new funds and grapples with billions in debt coming due later this year. Springleaf has hired law firm Dewey & LaBoeuf to restructure its business, a person close to the matter told Reuters. Springleaf, previously owned by bailed-out insurer American International Group, provides loans, retail financing, and other credit-related products to customers. According to reports, Hawker Beechcraft is readying a bankruptcy filing. On March 27, 2012, the manufacturer of business jets inked a forbearance agreement with lenders. Under the agreement, the lenders agreed to defer until June 29, 2012, Hawker's obligations to make certain interest payments. The lenders also agreed to a standstill with respect to Hawker's failure to satisfy financial covenants. The New York Times Dealbook says one of the options Hawker and its advisors are considering is a prearranged Chapter 11 filing that has the consent of those lenders, principally a number of hedge funds, said these people, who spoke on condition of anonymity. Among them are hedge funds Centerbridge Partners and Angelo Gordon. Dealbook notes a Hawker bankruptcy would put an end to a 2007 private equity deal that was troubled almost from the start. The company was formed when Goldman Sachs and Onyx Partners, the largest private equity firm in Canada, bought Raytheon's private jet unit for $3.3 billion, hoping to seize on the fervor for private jets. Hawker has hit rough times as the recession wiped out many discretionary expenditures like private jets. As of September 30, 2011, Hawker had more than $2 billion in long-term debt and $146.7 million in cash and short-term investments. Ready Ice Holdings, Inc., whose stock price plummeted after federal regulators opened an antitrust probe in 2008, said it may have to file a prepackaged bankruptcy plan if it can't slash its debt. Reddy said it is negotiating with its stakeholders, quote, to modify its capital structure and reduce the company's leverage. If that effort isn't successful, it may have to file a prepackaged reorganization plan, it said in a filing. The company said a, quote, prepackaged bankruptcy may provide the most expeditious manner in which to effect its plan of reorganization. In a prepack, creditors vote on the plan before the Chapter 11 petition is filed. Ready Ice Holdings, Inc. is a manufacturer and distributor of packaged ice in the United States. It has 1,500 employees. The company's balance sheet, as of September 30, 2011, showed $460.94 million in total assets against $525.26 million in total liabilities. Harbinger Capital Partners' Phil Falcone said he is considering seeking bankruptcy protection for his wireless network company, LightSquared, Inc. A bankruptcy filing is, quote, one of the options I am considering, the hedge fund manager said in an email to Dow Jones Newswires, saying it is the, quote, best way for him to maintain control of the company. Spectrum value does not decrease in bankruptcy, he said. LightSquared is a company that plans to develop a wholesale 4G LTE wireless broadband communications network integrated with satellite coverage across the United States. But the plan hit a roadblock when the U.S. military and others complained that the planned service would disrupt global positioning system equipment. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 2 of the report. The report continues in part 3.